We'll go back to Avos Chesed. Today is a very, I think, important, very important halacha that we're going to be learning now. One that in our generation is very, very widely misunderstood. And unfortunately, the norms in secular society are going to make this a difficult halacha, but I'm going to try to explain it as best I can. We are now in chapter 5 of Avos Chesed Halacha Tes. Okay? Halacha Tes. So we're in this chapter, since it's been a while since we've done this, we're in the chapter now of looking at priorities. Meaning to say, who gets priority when you have a loan to give and you have a fixed amount of money and two people come before you asking for a loan? Who gets the priority? Who gets the loan? So we discussed a Jew and a Goy and all those laws relating also to loans, also to purchasing items from a Jewish person or a non-Jewish person, selling items. All of these laws is what we did up until now. Now we're going to continue in Tet. Nearly, says the Chafetz Chaim. The ish, a man who comes to get a loan, is kodem le'ish le'alva'ot. He gets the loan first before the woman. B'mad dvar v'amurim, in what situation does the man come first? Bizman shishneim einam aniyim. That's only when both of them are not poor people. So in other words, you have two regular people who need a loan, a man and a woman. The man comes first. We're going to explain all of these laws. This is based on the Mishnah in Horios, Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to see that Mishnah. We're going to learn all of this bi'iyun before we try to extract the Musar from here. So now, a man comes to a woman before a woman. That's Dafka when they're both not poor. Because Shekane, the man comes first. If the man is poor, im ha'ish ani v'ha'isha einena aniya. If she's a rich woman who just needs money now for a loan, and he's a poor man, for sure he gets priority because he's going to get priority over her if they're both not poor. Okay? If they're both not poor, he comes first. Now, what's the svar here? So let's go to the Ntiva Chesed. He says here in Yud Dalet, Novea, this law that the man comes before the woman, it comes from the Mishnah Horios Daf Yud Gimel, the Lahashiva Veda, you have a Shavas Aveda to do. You have a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. You found two lost objects. Today was your lucky day. And you have to, who do you give it back to first? Who gets priority to get their lost object first? The law is the man comes first. Ha'ish kodem le'isha. Why? Mipnei sha'ish chayav b'mitzvah yoter. Because a man is obligated in also more mitzvahs than the woman. That's what gives him his priority. Okay? So there is no equality here, as we're going to see, between men and women. Men, vis-a-vis the law of Ashavas Aveda, and vis-a-vis the law of making a loan to one of them, if they're both not poor. Not poor, man comes first because he has more mitzvahs. Let's read the Rambam now on this Mishnah. I have this in the Makor HaChesed Chaf Beis. Kvar Yadata. You already know, says the Rambam, Shamitzvahs kulam chayavim bahem azecharim. Men are obligated in all of the mitzvahs. V'hanekevos, the females, b'miktsasam. They are obligated in part of the mitzvahs. V'hu mekudash mimena. Therefore, he's more sanctified than she is. U'lefichach kodem la'achayot. Therefore, she comes first. He comes first when it comes to saving his life. That's the Rambam on the Mishnah. We're going to obviously have to deal with this and try to explain it in a way that doesn't sound like we are cavemen in our days. And we will, obviously. So now that is the starting position. But something changes when a woman is poor. You see that already from the first law. If they're both poor, if they're both not poor, man comes first. Man is poor, woman is rich, man comes first because he's obligated to more mitzvahs. But now let's switch gears. When the woman becomes poor, now remember, we know that when a woman becomes poor, even though she's going to get priority now, she does not obligate, and poor women don't have more mitzvahs than rich women. They both have all the same number of mitzvahs in the Torah, as we know. So something's changing in the woman right now. So let's continue. Aval, bizman shishnei hem aniyim. If both men and women are poor, okay? Ha'isha kodemes la'ish. The woman beats the man. Now, this is very strange based on what we've already learned. How could it be? The Mishnah Horios said regarding, and we saw it in the laws of Hashava Saveda, that he has more mitzvahs, he has more kedusha than she does, and therefore he wins. All of a sudden, if she's poor, she wins. So you see, it's not about the kedusha. Something else is going on. And what is that? So now, let's go back into the Netiva Chesed, Yud Dalet, just to understand what's going on here. We're in the middle of the Netiva Chesed, Yud Dalet, after the Hagal, where he asks at Tzarech Iyun, he says, and I'm reading now, about midway through Yud Dalet, it's a big one, we're only going to touch a little bit of this. Uma shekatavti debizman sheshnei ma'niim, when they're both poor, Aisha Kodemet, the woman wins. Why? There's a law here in Yoredeya, B'Simin Reish Nun Aleph, Se'if Chet. Okay? What it says over there is that when it comes to feeding a woman, she gets priority when she needs food. Obviously, she's poor if she needs food. Why? What's the reason? A woman is embarrassed. Obviously, a man is also embarrassed when he has to beg on the streets and knock on doors. But you have to say that she's more embarrassed. She is a more sensitive creature. Now, of course, this is a generality. Some women have less busha, and some men have more busha. These are just objective standards that will impact the halacha. The halacha is making dramatic statements about who gets supported first, whose life gets saved. If they're drowning in the river, we're going to see. All of these things we're now discussing are generalities, axioms that the Gemara is going to be using to answer these Doraita questions. And the Mishnah says that a woman has more busha when she has to beg on the streets. That's why she gets priority. So in other words, even though a man has more mitzvahs that he's obligated in, which normally gives him priority, once busha kicks in, once there's an element of humiliation about the woman goes and takes priority over the man and his kedusha of the mitzvahs. So I want to make this point very clear. It's the notion of humiliation of a woman, a sensitive person, is going to override the man's kedusha because he's chayav in more mitzvahs. Let's stop right here and go back upstairs. So those are the two variables that are coming out. The sanctity of being obligated more mitzvahs versus the personal humiliation she will feel when she becomes poor. Now let's continue. Aval bizman sheshnei aniyim, when both the man and the woman are poor, the woman gets the loan first. She beats him. Ha'isha kodemes la'ish. Imlo, unless shehu karov, right, unless he is a relative, or if he's a relative of hers, Now we know that there's another Doraisa obligation that your family members come before non-family members. We're going to see this in the next chapter. Not yet. But I'll bring it out now to explain. He's now looking at another Doraisa obligation that you have towards your flesh and blood over other Jewish people. And since your flesh and blood comes first, they have a priority. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, it makes sense that that Doraisa principle of giving to your family members first should trump her humiliation, right? And therefore, if he is, let's say she's poor, he's poor, or both of them are poor, so she wins normally, right? She needs the loan. She gets it because of humiliation, but the guy who's the lender, the borrower, is his brother. So now you have a woman's busha versus two things. Number one, he has more kedusha, but that loses to the woman's busha. His kedusha loses to busha. But on the flip side, he also has that it's his family member, which he has more of an obligation to than a normal person.
Is the man here rich or is he poor?
The man doesn't make a difference. If she's poor, they're all equal. Nobody cares. Once she's poor, she wins, even if he's poor, okay? So now, if she's poor, she wins. Now, what happens if he's also got a relative? The poor man, the lender, is his brother. So now he has more of an obligation to lend to the man, even though she's got busha, he's got an obligation to lend to his family. So here the Chafetz Chaim says, Mistabra. He doesn't have a proof. He just says it makes sense to him. It's logical that he should beat her. Why? Because her busha should lose to the combination of the fact that he has more mitzvahs. And now you throw on top of that the fact that the man is now a relative, and that pushes him over the top of her busha. This is a close call. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying right here. Now, let's continue. Fine. Ve'im, okay, now we're going to get to the fun part. Ve'im, I don't know if it's fun, but it's exciting. La'alacha. Ve'im, m'minias ha'alva, if by you not giving, preventing the loan, the not giving of the loan, let's assume this loan is going to allow them to have certain medicines that they need that may kill them if they don't get it. Their heat is turned off and the people, they die in the house or they're starving. So now we're not talking about just regular aniyim anymore. Now we're going to category three, which is all in the mission of Orios. We're going to see the Machlokes Beis Yosef versus the Chafetz Chaim here on this point. A little bit, I'm going to touch upon it. And we'll try to pull out something very nice in Musar terms for us to get from here. So now let's assume there's Sakanas Nefashos, danger of death by not making this loan. Now everything changes and we go back to Ha'ish Kodem. The man gets priority. Why? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Dehu Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs. We go back to that analysis. If she's going to die, she's not going to have any embarrassment. She's dead. It's too late. There's no embarrassment for her. She's gone. And he's gone. So now we go back to the other principle we learned in the beginning, which is that his obligation in more mitzvahs gives him priority because he's going to be doing more of Avodas Hashem. Masha'en Kena Isha, the Ibturah in mitzvahs Aseh Shazman Grama, because she's Pater. So the question is there equality between men and women according to the Torah? The answer is no. There is absolutely no equality. None. We're always going to see one of the two always win. Either the man, when it comes to Sakhanas Nefashos. Sakhanas Nefashos raises the issue of who's obligated in more mitzvahs. If there's no Sakhanas Nefashos and no busha, the man still wins because he's got more mitzvahs. That's a Shavas Aveda, as we learned. Okay, Hashavas Avei, there's no embarrassment. I have a choice. Who can I return the object to? I got to give it to the man. He's obligated to more mitzvahs. That's it. It's a clear test. Now, the second busha kicks in. Any humiliation for the woman. And the Mishnah Horios has these two cases. And we'll explain to these two the two extremes. When it comes to saving a person's life, who's drowning in the river, man comes first, as we just said, okay? But when it comes to clothing and having to beg in the streets, a woman comes first. It's the same Mishnah Horios over there. Clothing, woman comes first. If men need to say, if both men and women need tzedakah. Tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah to a man who's got no clothes and a woman who's got no clothes. The woman comes first because of her embarrassment of not having clothes. It's overriding the man's embarrassment. To all you men who have lots of issues there, making sure you have fancy clothes and fancy yarmulke clips, pink ones and green ones and all these exciting fancy socks and everything. You may want to think about this Mishnah as to whether or not you want to be so excited about your clothing, because that, says the Mishnah, is a woman's jurisdiction. She needs nice clothes and covering up, but not a man. Okay, maybe I'm old-fashioned. Let's continue. So clothing, which is representing the concept of a woman's busha, she automatically takes priority over a man, okay? Over a man who doesn't have the same levels of busha. So that issue right there about the sensitivity that takes incredible halachic, most people when discussing this Mishnah are going to immediately be knocked out in terms of their, not that is maybe the wrong word, they're going to be very angry at the Torah and say it's not fair, men are not, women are second class citizens, blah, 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 blah. That blah, 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 they're not going to read the second half of the Mishnah and see that the same Kedusha that the man has is overridden by humiliation, which the Torah is understanding is more susceptible to a woman when she's naked or not dressed properly. Or another example that the Mishnah brings, when she has to beg and knock door to door to collect the money, that humiliation is worse for her than for him. And therefore she's above him. She gets priority now. These are not, these two svaras. And if you ask, why did Hashem do it this way? It's probably to define for us that the simple notions of equality between humans is false. It's absolutely a premise that is not recognized by the Torah. It's not recognized. It's true that in Beis Din there are rules that you have to treat everybody equally. You can't look at one person better than the other, blah, blah, blah. There are many rules that try to make things equal. But in the bottom line analysis, when push comes to shove, and that's what this Mishnah is teaching us now, it's clear that anything that becomes life-threatening, the man wins. Now, this is a big Beis Yosef because there's a category that's unclear in the Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah is clear that when it comes to clothing, women comes first. Women wins because of busha. When it comes to saving a life, a guy drowning in the ocean, man comes first because he has five and more mitzvahs. The question is, what about food? Lechayoso by food, to give him muzzle. Who gets priority? The Beis Yosef, it's clear, that is the middle category. They don't know what to do with this case. The Beis Yosef says that the woman gets the food first, because that is not life-threatening. Only when the guy's going to starve to death does the man come first. But food equals clothing for the Beis Yosef. That's his position. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to agree with this downstairs, but he doesn't want to take a stand and fight the Beis Yosef, but he really does a long job in the Chesed showing that he's not sure whether or not food goes to the man. Okay, He's not sure because it's for his life. He's not sure about this. He thinks all food should go to the man, the Beis Yosef, because that's sustenance and that's life. And that should equal drowning in the river. Whereas the Beis Yosef says, no, food equals clothing. It's about humiliation. It's a knife. It's too humiliating for her to go begging. And therefore, he puts the food in that category. Let's start. But for us, what is the most important thing here? It's number one, you can have a very, two people, one woman who's the biggest tzaddikus in the world, right? Versus a man who's just a regular Joe, goes to shul every day, a regular shomer mitzvahs guy. Because in potential, he has more mitzvahs that he's going to be obligated in. He wins. You understand what we're saying here? He wins. Not because he's a better person, because he's a better thing that serves Hashem. He's doing more mitzvahs, and that's it. It's not about him. It's about vis-a-vis the creation, which is all about Hashem's creation. What's going to have more of a direct impact in more mitzvahs in the world? Now, we know that a woman is going to give birth to more people, and he gives life to the world and has more children. There's no question about this. To get into the philosophical discussions now of who's better and who's more important, it's missing the point here. That is not the subject of this mission of who is a more important person. It is this purely functional, it's like an army. We're deciding which soldiers are going to be on the front lines, which are the back lines, which ones we can win the war with, which ones not. It has nothing to do with any political or cultural ideas that have infected the Torah world. There's no question. This has nothing to do with that. This is just a bright line test that we're going to determine who gets the mitzvah of the loan or who's going to be life gets saved. That's it. You have one, obviously, if you have the opportunity to save both people's life, you have to save both of them. There's no question about it. There is no question on these topics. It's only when it's one or the other, who comes first? It's just a priority, just like Hilka's brachas. We do not say it's not fair to the strawberry that the apple comes first or anything like that. And nobody thinks in those terms. That's what's happening here. It's all Hilchus Kadima. It is not about the value of the person, as we see. If it was about the value of the person, then how does humiliation override the more valuable person? Doesn't, shouldn't. So let the less valuable person be humiliated.
Right. What about the pregnant woman?
I didn't hear. I don't hear.
What about the pregnant woman?
A pregnant woman. Okay, I don't know if the halacha makes a distinction between these two things. Maybe she needs food more. Maybe that will shift the bir halacha to make sure that she gets the food first, even if she's not dying. And you would say that that goes to her first. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. But simply stated here, you understand that the concept of having been obligated in more mitzvahs makes you a person who's doing more. That's the reason why when a baby boy is born, you make the bracha batova meiti. He does good for everybody. He's going to be doing more mitzvahs. And a woman may not get that bracha when a baby is going to get a shechianu. So all of these types of controversial halakhas, really, you should try to clear your mind and immediately just go to busha. Go to the busha argument, and that is a neutralizer of this entire debate of whether men are more important or not. Sometimes men are more important and sometimes women, but they're never equal. Never. In no halakha will you find them equal in who gets the loan and who doesn't. Sometimes she wins. The truth is probably many, many more times she's going to have to get the loan because the second it has anything to do with her humiliation, that's going to be humiliating for her to collect, or she needs the humiliation of not having nice, fancy clothes or whatever it is, she wins. That's it. So more of the cases, she's going to get priority. It's only in a unique case where there's actual pikuach nefesh, sakanas nefashos that she's going to lose to him. You hear what I'm saying? So I don't know that we should get caught up in this and be very defensive. I don't think there's anything to be defensive about the Torah's positions here on these laws. I spent a little bit more time on this. Let's now go to the beginning of chapter 6, okay? One second, I just want to see if I left one thing out here. One interesting point he makes, what if they're both beggars? They're both already, the woman and the man are both beggars, comfortable knocking on doors. So the woman is already in the parsha of the busha that she has to go and knock on doors. So that is now lost. So he says, if she's already banging on the doors, the man should beat her because her busha is gone and he still has more mitzvahs, and therefore he wins. Okay? That's just a side point that he says over here. I think for us in Musar, the notion that a woman's embarrassment is taking such an incredible place in Allah. I saw once a very strange article that I thought was strange. I believe it was in Ben Sion Abba Shaul Zatzal's Musar Sefer. Maybe Moshe Segala will see if I find it for us. I saw, this is a long time ago, the notion that he was giving a Musar Shmuz to young Avreichim about their wives spending all of their kolel check, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember it, on the children's clothes, buying fancy clothes for the kids and making sure they look good, etc. And the conflict, evidently, that the some Avreichim were going to their, to him, asking him, this, she's spending so much money, and it was causing fights in the family. And he immediately, he responded, I don't know if he quoted this Mishnah of Horios, but he was talking about how a woman and her kavod and her busha, that her children are dressed in tatters and not in nice clothes, is a fundamental part of who she is. She can't let it go. Similar to our Shana Aleph people, the way they dress. Our boys, Shana Bet, also. They have to dress fancy. They can't help themselves. They need it, says Reb Tzvi Rabba Shaul. And that's, this point is to be sensitive to this idea that when a man, for him, he can wear anything except Shana Aleph. He doesn't care what the kids look like. Just wipe off their nose from the, if they got snot dripping and everything. They didn't even live that for a man. But a woman, for her, that's her kavod. She's humiliated when she, her children are walking around looking like that. Again, these are generalities. Not, obviously, there are exceptions to everything. But to be sensitive to the fact that that's a Torah principle. That is a, that's an axiom lahalacha. It's going to play itself out in major nafkaminas here, is the sensitivity to a person who is highly sensitive. You've got to recognize that. You cannot just say that's their problem. I don't have, that's stupid. You can't say that. You can say it, but you're doing something that is against the halacha. When you know someone has a specific soft, weak place, that changes how we relate to many, many mitzvahs, many. I think that that's an important point for us to recognize here. A very important point. Let's stop here for today, and tomorrow we'll start the sixth parak, okay? Which is more din of kedima. All right? Everybody have a good day. Cold too.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Gala, if you can look that up, day. Moshe, and see if, in fact, I'm quoting that correctly or if that's an old mistake that's in my head and needs to be fixed. If it's in the Or Letzion, please, if you could. Have a good day, everyone.
Yeah, get on.
Thank you so much. Yes, of course.